Hey, welcome to the 11th of January with New in 22. I hope God is renewing your mind each and every day as you read and study with me the New Testament. Mark chapter 1 is where we're at today. And you will notice, and here's one of the beautiful things about the chronological New Testament, though I've mentioned to you that there's really not a way to perfectly put these accounts in chronological order. They are bunched together. And so we see a lot of the accounts repeated over and over again. Some of them are word for word. And I don't remember if I've mentioned this before to you, but those gospels that have it word for word, and some might think, well, isn't this just copied from one gospel to the other? It is believed that these gospel writers would have gotten together with their scribes, their record keepers, or their recorders, their writers, and they would have, for some of these accounts in the gospels, gotten together and wrote them at the same time, which is really cool to think about. And then other accounts that differ, or other accounts that are written in different words, or even including other details, were probably written from the gospel writers with their scribes without the presence of the other gospel writers. So just to kind of clarify that with you, that helps explain that a little bit. So we see today that John the Baptist is preparing the way again. We talked about that yesterday. His sole purpose was to call people to repentance and to prepare them for the Messiah, Jesus. We then see the baptism and temptation of Jesus, and I'll talk about that a little bit more later. So read that today, and we'll talk about that more tomorrow or the next day. And then we see Jesus calling his first disciples, two sets of brothers, Peter and Andrew, fishermen, and James and John, fishermen. And then we see Jesus drives out an evil spirit. He heals a lot of people. He prays in a solitary place. And then the last thing that it talks about today in your reading is Jesus healing a man that has leprosy. Now, leprosy was a skin disease of the time. It was a skin disease that no one wanted to be anywhere near someone with leprosy. Maybe you've heard me say this before, but I don't know if you've heard the phrase, I wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole. That actually comes, many believe, from the accounts of first century Judea, where people would have leprosy and people would, if they felt sorry for them, they wouldn't come anywhere near them. They would banish them from town. But if they wanted to give them something, food or clothing, then they would hang it on a long pole and they would present it to the person with leprosy, afraid that they too would get leprosy if they came near them. Now, it was a contagious disease. But there were also some cultural beliefs about leprosy and spiritual beliefs. They believed that, many believed that for people who had leprosy, they had it because of some sin. Now, there's no biblical evidence that everybody who had leprosy, it was a punishment from God. It was a disease. But in this account of a man with leprosy, he comes to Jesus and he falls on his knees. And then he says these words, "If you're willing, you can make me clean." So the man goes to Jesus and says, "If you're willing to." He did not doubt for a second that Jesus could heal him. So take special note to that today. And then I want you to pay attention to Jesus's response. And Jesus healed the man, as we see Jesus do with everybody who comes to him. It didn't matter what their past was. It didn't matter if they had X amount of faith. And we'll talk about that more later. But Jesus healed this guy. And then we see something interesting. Jesus tells the guy to not tell anybody. Now, I remember for years, I couldn't understand for the life of me, if Jesus wanted to spread the gospel, why would he not want people he had healed to tell others? And so this is kind of where I've landed, and a lot of the reading that I've done is that Jesus didn't want to be seen just as a miracle worker, a magician, not just someone who was a physical healer, but he wanted to be known as the Son of God. He wanted to be known as the spiritual healer. And so that might be one reason why Jesus would send people away and tell them not to tell anybody. But also, I can't help but wonder whether Jesus may have sometimes, and this is my own personal opinion, I wonder if Jesus didn't sometimes tell them that in an act of humility, knowing full well that they would still tell people. I mean, if he's all-knowing, if he's God in human flesh, he surely would have known that people weren't going to be able to keep that good news in that God had healed them through Jesus. So, some things to think about today. Jesus is the master physician. He doesn't, for some reason, heal everything. He chooses to heal some. He chooses not. I was just talking with my son earlier today that God allows sickness, but that doesn't mean that God causes sickness. And a sign of someone who has a deep faith is someone who puts their faith and trust in them even when the healing that they've asked for doesn't come. Something to think about today. Have a wonderful reading today as you read Mark chapter 1. Talk to you tomorrow.